Chicago Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, Monday, 9 a.m. That's when Christian Hand joins us to break down a song. What's up, mate?
Sorry, everybody. I was almost late. I was just holding somebody down and murdering them in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So I don't want to talk about it too much, yeah. But, you know, nonetheless.
We can change your voice.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Can I have $5?
Yeah. You can have it.
God, see, that was hard.
I'm so filthy right now.
I mean, that is the
hardcore.
That might be some of the weirdest radio ever. Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's taking you this long. Yeah, right, yeah, yeah, it's really. Take a shot.
Well, the jury's still out on that.
Well, are they?
Although I walked by the boss's office going to the bathroom, and he said, I need to see you.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
I don't know what that means. I'm not going to go in. I never do. I just go, I totally forgot.
See you after the show. In the car. All right. Well, what I decided on, because we had a fairly complicated run through last Monday with a little of the police and every little thing she does is magic. So we're going to simplify the game today and just go with some, all right, we'll see if you can, this is one of those where you just go, you know exactly what it is, right? Like, immediately, you're like, oh, it's...
Don't they get away with a crime in this song?
They do get away with
the crime.
They get away with murder. See? It's thematic, everybody. The universe is at work.
That's crazy.
It's, of course, a Steve Miller Band from 1976's Fly Like an Eagle record, which is sort of the one that has got three hits on it. Did really, really well for the lads. And Steve is, if you haven't, I meant to bring in the audio of his the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame acceptance speech where he trashed the whole hall. Because he'd wanted Elton John to bring him in, and instead they went with the Black Keys, who we didn't care about at all. And then the Black Keys were like, hey, he didn't even speak to us the entire time we were there.
Huh.
So he's, he's got things to say, does our Steve Miller. But drums, solid. This is Gary Malarber. He also played on all of Eddie Money's stuff. He's a big drummer. And did you ever see that Phantom of the Paradise movie with Andy Williams? It's like, it's really terrible.
No.
You should watch it, especially if you're high. He plays the drummer in the Juicy Fruits, the Beach Bums, and the Undeads. And if you have seen that movie, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't, it's just three band names. But as you can hear, I love this. This is a groove. If you're a drummer, you're going to be listening. Ooh, this is my favorite drum fill of the whole song, though. Just listen to this little thing. It's so tasty. Mmm. But that groove is not easy. That hi-hat, it's got a little push and pull on it. If you played that flat out. But it's Phil City. Right there. Gaza. Oh, you played that one. Wow, that's Heidi.
I know.
Yeah. You did a little tabletop drum fill, and it was really well done.
I'm a pretty good air drummer.
And then here's like the there's a lovely run here. Mm. So musical. And as you can hear, like, everyone's bashing away in the background.
The cover bands who played that, I don't think it did little syncopations like
that. No,
nobody. They were on the beat.
They're all playing this wrong, I'll tell you. And that, just that hi-hat groove. Oof. Tasty. One more time, Gary. It's very fun. It's significantly funkier than you thought it was. Especially when we get to the bass. But it's like a drum fill every, four bars.
Oh,
you get to do a little...
He's not just phoning it in.
No, he's working it. And he's also... And here he goes. This is my favorite part, the ending.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's hot.
Try to do that one. And the open-close hi-hats, so good.
Yeah, when you said there's a little push-pull, what does that mean? Like,
well, he would just
visually.
Be, if you were a if you were like the average bar band, you're just going, but what he's doing is like,
okay.
So it gives it a little, You hear how it's like the hi-hats doing like a...
There's more to it.
Mm-hmm. It's not just a smashy, grabby... But it's like fills... This is like a drummer's wet dream if you're in a bar band, because you're just playing drum fills. Every four bars, hammered.
Yeah, well, the girlies are going crazy.
No. I've been a drummer forever, never got any off of a gig.
Come on, shut up.
That's the worst. It's the worst. That's why we're the most miserable man on stage.
Well,
because
you have all the... You
we're breaking everything
that.
Down while everyone's getting laid already, and we're waiting for our girlfriend to bring the car around. You know? Her car, by the way, I might add. Not mine.
All right.
No. She's the one with the truck. I can't afford a truck on a drummer's wages. Are you kidding me? Yeah, you know, and then he just keeps going. It's just drum fill after drum fill after drum fill. So if I tell you right now, if you're the... Ooh, that's a good one. Try that one on the tabletop.
Mm. Oh, he's just showing off.
He's waiting until the last 30 seconds. And there it is. But it's like drum fills every four bars. And then, of course, one of the signature parts of the song is the old... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. They do the little, which is the this bit when they go. Yeah.
Was that machines or real hands?
This is real hands, because check it out. This is a good question, because in the first one it goes, right? Which sounds like it might even be a machine, but then the second one, it's different. So they didn't fly them in. So they're actually people standing around playing, doing the little hand claps. Because this is 1976, everybody. Mm. There's some amazing facts about this that we'll get to before the vocal, because I had no clue how deep Steve Miller's business was, as they say.
Is there a chance you brag about that in a bar in the 70s, where you're like, that song, Take the Money and Run?
Real hat, real
the clapping?
Yeah,
me?
We did that.
It's me.
We
I was
did
the
that.
Clapper.
I got the clap on that
laid.
One.
Me,
yeah.
You're the clapper?
Fancy.
And
yeah. Just brought him for that. That's all they do. Just
I got good hands.
Huge hands. It's like, man, those are no way. I'm a clapper. Yeah, I'm a professional clap guy. All right, so on bass, couldn't find any information about him. No idea what happened to Lonnie Turner. But this bass line is another one of those where it's a beautiful surprise, because the guitar is so simple, but Lonnie Turner just funking it up. Like, you'd have no idea this was Take the Money and Run. You'd think this is some Jackson 5 song.
Mm-hmm.
Love a good funky white man. As they say. Hand claps. It's the remix.
Is that tough to do? We have people in the studio who can do the hand. Is it difficult to... On the beat, stay all clean and.
Why don't you try
can
it?
Can we try that?
Yeah,
all this here.
I'm going to take the hand claps out.
Okay.
So you'll have no guide. So we're going to listen to three of the whitest people I've ever met.
Put Eric
in
my life. Fighting chance.
Four of the whitest people I've ever met. All right, ready?
Okay.
Now I'm nervous.
I'm going to show you. First, I'll show you where it happens. I'm going to show you where it happens. It happens here. Ready?
Headed down to El Paso.
Right? Happens there.
Okay.
So here we go. Ready?
Now
here
this
it is.
God.
El Paso and then hand claps. Right. Ready? Here it is.
They're headed down to El Paso.
I think if we go to the tape, that was terrible.
We rushed it.
One more. Slow it down. Everybody got too excited to be in the Steve Miller Band. All right, relax.
They're headed down to El Paso.
Oh, that's not bad. It was a little rush, but it was not nearly as bad as the first one. All right, third time.
Okay.
Here it is.
They're headed down to El Paso.
Chronically Caucasian people. Well done.
We hear that a lot on Dish Nation, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Only chronically Caucasians over there in LA.
Oh, anyway, back to the bass line, if we may. All right, so Lonnie. And then when you put the drums and the bass together, it's... Now you can hear what that hi-hat's doing. It's funky. It's way funkier than you thought it was. Then we do the hats, the claps coming in. Right here. But you can hear how that, like, this is where the hi-hat really does its job, because that's the thing that's making you bang your head a little bit. But all these, like, little pushes that he does when the bass and the drums are playing together, it's so musical because it's precisely what it right here.
Some people don't realize how close the drummer and bass drummer have to work.
You have to be. Like, it's a sort of somewhat musically intimate, it's not even somewhat, it's a very musically intimate relationship. And there are dudes that you play with that you just don't vibe with at all. And then there's other guys that you play with. And what's really interesting is when you play with a bass player who you personally can't stand, but is a really great bass player to play with. It's a very, you know, like, oh man, it's like the worst lay ever. You know,
oh,
it's
like, right.
I can't
like
stand
laid,
you, but it's
but,
really good. It's like
yeah.
the hate sex that you don't want right, to, you know, you're like,
it's like Fleetwood Mac recording an album.
Right. Precisely. So he just bangs along, and then there's this really cool part here in the ending where he sort of brings it up a notch. Goes up. It's and these little counter melodies. And then what's cool about that is, like, listen to how that works against the drums, because he waits and he goes, boom. Beautiful. It's so groovy. So good. It's so good. Yeah. It's right before the ending, showing off a little bit. Delicious. Deliciously done, Steve. So the guitar. So here's some Steve Miller facts. So first off, the band formed in 1966, and they backed up Chuck Berry at the Fillmore, which I couldn't believe. And his mom and dad were the best man and maid of honor at Les Paul's wedding.
Jeez.
Yeah, and then his mom and dad was they were both sort of involved in jazz, and his house was always full of musicians, and Charles Mingus would come out and hang out at the house all the time, and T-Bone Walker would hang out, and T-Bone Walker is the one who, when Steve Miller was 4 years old, he started teaching him how to play guitar and how to put the guitar behind his back and play a guitar lead behind his back and then solo with his teeth. And thought of, like, Steve Miller at, like, 5 years old learning from T-Bone Walker, like, how to solo in his living room is absurd. Like, who'd have thought that that's even possible? And then he also, when he moved to Chicago, he actually backed up Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, which is crazy that this, you know, white guy is so neck deep in the blues scene in Chicago that he's playing with two of the greatest. But when you hear this song, it's a total blues hit because all it does is this. The whole song. It does not change. That's it. That's the loop. Just the way the chords are played.
You think it's too simple? Like, is it fair to criticize going, everyone else is, like, knocking out of the park and he's just being really
simple? No, because the thing is that this is how important blues is to American music. You know, blues is the blues and jazz are what America brought to popular music. So the blues runs so deep, and then through the blues records, the reasons that the blues transitioned to England was that all the American sailors would come over to the port towns in England, and then they would go out and date chicks and hang out with their kids and all that, and they would bring records with them. So that's how the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and syphilis. And that's how they would all bring the blues to England, so they exported it. So this is Steve Miller you know, just genetically, if you think about who he's hanging out with when he was a kid, this is what he's doing, because the blues was, if you go back and listen to the original guys, it's the simplest. Some of them are just playing on one string. And it's all about
one
the count.
One string?
One string, like, because they couldn't afford a guitar with a full set of strings on it. So some of the early guys, like Hooker and those dudes, were playing with single strings or a couple strings, but it was all about the melody. So this whole thing is doing, this just does this, and then your expression comes from how you play it. So when he gets to the bit where he stops singing, he does this. Which is classic Delta blues. But it's the same chords, but it's got more passion. But the song is all the way through. So this is when the bass player becomes so important, and why, like, James Jameson and those dudes. Like, this is a great song to show people how these things have changed, because the bass is allowed to do all the counter melody work. So the guitar is just doing the basic chords. And then you hear Lonnie doing all of the magic.
When you say counter melody, is that like when singing, you're doing harmony?
Like the guitar is going doom, 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 and then he's going boo, doom, to boom, ba, doom, boom, to boom, 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 boom. And he's sort of riding around those chords using. So that's not dictated by the chords, that's playing it inside it. And then when you add the drums, suddenly it's like a funkier. But when you take it back to just the guitar, it's just this. So the bass line could have been boom, 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 which is what a country would have done to it.
For someone learning how to play guitar, this seems like a decent song.
It's a great one to start with. Like, exactly. And then get one of your parents' friends to play bass with you. And then when he goes to the faster bit, the bass line starts to amp up. So that's the counter melody stuff right there, where he goes to the high notes. Oh, I love that bit. But it's so simple, because it was just this. Which is, I would imagine, exactly how he wrote it, which is a blues song. Because I didn't realize how deeply into the blues he was. So good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to really urge everybody to go back and just check out. There's some great blues records by Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and all those guys. And there's actually my favorite blues record was made recently, well, a few years back, by a guy named R.L. Burnside. And it was produced by the dude who did a bunch of stuff with Beck, and it's sort of like Beck meets significant, and it's called Hard Time Killing
Frosty,
Floor.
You know that?
Yes, I'd love that. I have that.
Really?
I actually
that Hard
have
Time
that.
Killing Floor record by R.L. Burnside,
yes,
is amazing. It's an amazing record. It's the blues transformed into something contemporary, because a lot of the blues you're like, it just sounds like bluesy, but it, because of the loops and the samples and everything, it's one of my favorite records of all time.
So note of that.
Check out R.L. Burnside's Hard Time Killing Floor. R.L. died a few years back, and I think it's his greatest record, and like as sort of a passing statement. There's a record, the song about his brothers dying and his mom passing away, is absolutely epic. So check that out, because the blues is so, so important. I personally can't stand it, but it's very, very important. And
what?
You should have a working knowledge of the blues, even if you don't like it. All right, so Steve Miller, a man with a huge history. Try and find his acceptance speech from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because he's an ornery bugger, is our Steve. But listen to this vocal. It's so cool. I mean, right away, you know what you're dealing with. It's that song.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do.
He's harmonizing with himself, and it's flawless.
Two young lovers with nothing better to do than sit around the house, watch the two.
Can't say getting high.
And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose.
You could rob banks?
Yeah.
They headed down to old El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big hassle. Billy Joe shot a man while robbing his castle.
That's my favorite one, the phrasing.
Billy Joe shot a man while robbing his castle. Bobby Sue took the money and run. Hoot, hoot, hoot. Go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run.
Beautiful.
Go on, take the money and run.
This is coming up.
Hoot, hoo, yeah.
Go on, take the money and run. Hoot, hoot, hoot. Billy Mack is a detective down in Texas. You know he knows just exactly what the facts is.
Wait, now, the facts are.
But it's such a cool rhyme. Because you gotta rhyme Texas.
It's a toughie.
Billy Mack is a detective down in Texas. You know he knows just exactly what the facts is. He ain't gonna let those two escape justice.
Now this line I hate.
He makes his living off of the people's taxes.
Say,
Bobby Sue, whoa, she slipped away. No. Billy Joe caught up to her the very next day. They got the money, hey, you know they got away. They're headed down south and they're still running today, singing, go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Go on, take the money and run. Oh, Lord.
Can we do that one?
Yeah.
All righty, here we go. Let's get it.
Hoo, hoo, hoo. Go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run.
So good.
Yeah, yeah. Go on, take the money and run.
Yeah, yeah.
Go on, take the money and run. Ooh, Lord. Go on, take the money and run.
It's like Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Oh, it's total Fat Albert.
Ooh, Lord. Go on, take the money and run.
Yeah, yeah.
Go on, take the money and run.
Yes, Steve Miller.
Nice.
I have no clue that this guy was as bluesy and as rich in the history as he was. Aruga! So you should definitely Fly Like an Eagle. It's such a good record. I mean, Fly Like an Eagle is an amazing song. So go back and revisit yourself some Steve Miller Band. 1976 is a hell of a year for music, and he was in there. And this is one of those that is a perennial favorite. You can't get away from it. If you're chronically white, you can do the little clappy bit when needed. You know, it's always fun and games at your local slide bar.
I'd like to point out our law enforcement officers do a lot more than
the taxes.
Not just living off of other people's taxes.
Well represented. Thank you, sir. It's Christian James, and don't forget you can find me on Facebook at Christian James, and thesessiononair.com is my website. The Session on Air is the Facebook page. The show this Saturday sold out for the Van Halen. It's Van Halen Halen because I'm doing two Van Halen songs at the Los Angeles College of Music. The doors are now at 7. Show starts at 7:30. Please don't forget that. And then the next one will be a very special Peter Gabriel show. So if you want tickets to that, then you have to be on the email list or on the Facebook page. And, of course, it's Instagram at King Trut. And it's officially Sea Otter Week. Did you know that?
Oh, I love that.
There'll be lots of sea otters all over
my... Yes, my favorite.
It's my favorite to have it be your favorite. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having me. And Steve Miller, you're a badass.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Christian. We have to apologize now to those of you that have offended. Oh, well, who could that possibly be at the door?
Nope. Oh. Oh, uh-oh.
Where?
I'm guessing when I see Keith carrying cake.
Oh, here comes the station brass.
Oh. Look at that. Look at that cake, Heidi.
Dang. Look how pretty that is.
It's your birthday?
It's my birthday.
No way.
No, yes, it is.
It's my birthday.
It's like a confetti cake.
I love that.
Look at that. It's beautiful.
You know, I want to say something like my mom would say, well, it's just too pretty to cut.
I said that about my ex-girlfriend.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Bottle of wine, birthday cake. This is the best day ever.
Hey.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Heidi. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, I got them all.
Yeah, you got them all.
Yeah,
one blow.
Thank you. you guys so much. This is so nice, and I love my cake.
It's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yeah,
I know. Look at
look,
that.
It matches Christian.
I know. That's why I wore it.
Thank you, guys.
Now that you're 29, anything going to change in your life?
29. Mm. Boy, do I look like crap for 29. Pardon, put away wet, as they say in Indiana. All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Mm.
Yes, thank you all so much.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you.
You barely,
now back to work.
You barely made it in time.
Save it for the very end. Thank you.
All right, we do have to apologize to those of you that we have offended today and go home.
Sorry to Tiger Woods, Billy Horschel, Kerry Keegan, and Steve in the Steve Miller Band.
Make out whores, that was me, Saturday Night Live, Hawaiians and horny step-siblings.
Dave Grohl, Paul Sorvino, Mickey Mouse, and Suge Knight.
College kids at Everclear parties, giggling teenagers, orgy participants, and gang snitches.
Old shoplifters, my dad, outside dogs, and lesbians in ERs.
Awkward 17-year-olds, sugar mamas, and stepmothers.
Car thieves, secret agents, food stamp traffickers, murderous moms, and Eric.
Catholic families, Raiders girls, obnoxious roommates, and hot guys right out of prison.
Christina has been filling in for Sammy all week. Thank you. I mean, it should have worked today, didn't we? Harley Davidson, Mongolian goggles, and the Mexican cartel. You really have to listen to the whole show brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.